This morning, we're visiting with Liz Coleman, Director of Communications and Marketing for the Missouri Department of Higher Education. Well, Liz, it's my understanding that there's a program being introduced today in Jefferson City that's going to be important to students across the state. What can you tell us about that program?
The Reverse Transfer Program is Missouri's newest program to help more students earn an associate's degree. And the way it works is students who have earned at least 15 hours at a qualifying two-year college and have transferred to a four-year college could be eligible to transfer hours that they've earned at the four-year college back to the two-year college and receive an associate degree.
Well, Liz, I want to talk to you because I know my listeners are probably kind of thinking maybe what I'm thinking too, that why do they need to go back and get that associate's degree if they have moved on to a four-year program? So what is the importance behind that?
Earning an associate degree can provide students with more job opportunities, higher pay, and it can also pave the way for them to continue their education. So even though they may still be in school working on a bachelor degree, there still is value in that associate degree. If for some reason they aren't able to finish their bachelor degree right away, they would still have that associate degree that could benefit them.
Absolutely. Now, I understand there's been a pilot program in preparation for the launch of this program, so talk to me a little bit about the results that you saw there.
For the pilot program, two-year colleges were paired up with four-year colleges and universities to work out the details to make sure that this program works well. Some of those details involve the way transcripts are sent from one college to another and involve the students receiving the credit that they have earned. And during the pilot project, more than 50 students did receive an associate degree through the reverse transfer program. And then the pilot program was completed in June, and now the program is being rolled out statewide so that all public two-year and four-year colleges will be participating, as well as some private colleges that are choosing to be a part of the program.
I would think, Liz, that a program of this type would have to take pretty significant collaboration between two- and four-year colleges and universities. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. The creation of this program required unprecedented collaboration between the state's two-year and four-year colleges and universities. So they did a great job of working together to make this program work for the benefit of Missouri students and for our statewide higher education system.
Now, I understand that the Department of Higher Education has set a goal for this program. Tell us a little bit about that goal and what kind of an impact overall you think we'll see here in the state.
Our department has set a goal for higher education in the state, and we call it Missouri's Big Goal for Higher Education. And that goal is for 60% of our adult working age population to have a 2 or 4 year degree or a professional 1 year certificate by the year 2025. And the reason we have set that goal is by 2018, research has shown that approximately 60% of the jobs in our state will require some form of higher education. That could be a 1 year certificate, a 2 year degree, a 4 year degree, or beyond. So in order to meet our state's workforce needs and provide the workforce that has the skills and knowledge for the jobs of the future, we believe this goal is important.
Now, Liz, will this be retroactive, meaning if there is someone out there and they've attended a two-year college for a few hours, now they're in a four-year program, can they go ahead and do that now? Or what about somebody that maybe had that situation prior, didn't finish their four-year degree? Can we go backwards on this, or is it just moving forward?
It can be retroactive if a student has earned at least 15 hours at a two-year college and they have transferred to a four-year college and earned additional credit hours. Those hours can count. It depends on, you know, whether those hours were transferable credits. And even if they aren't currently attending college, if they have credits from one or more community colleges and, one or more four-year colleges, they could possibly be eligible to receive an associate degree through the reverse transfer program. The best thing that they could do would be contact a reverse transfer coordinator. Every public college and university in the state has appointed someone to serve as their reverse transfer coordinator, and that person can look at their situation, look at the credit hours they've earned, and then help them determine if they're eligible for a degree or if they may be close to getting a degree and they could find out more about the classes they need to take to finish that degree.